With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. Nova Scotia students will be learning from home when classes resume Monday. Premier Tim Houston announced the plan is to take a week to upgrade ventilation at some schools and improve access to three-ply masks, test kits, and communication protocols before resuming in-class instruction on January 17th.
Teachers and staff, you will be safe at work. Parents, your children will be safe at school. And students, you will be returning to a wonderful in-person learning environment surrounded by people that have your best interests at heart.
A notice from the South Shore Regional Center for Education says schools will remain open for students who access supports and programs through learning centers. The province announced new requirements for self-isolation at Wednesday's COVID update and extended restrictions that have been in place since December 22nd until the end of January. The new isolation times will be determined by a person's age, household situation, and vaccination status. Close contacts are now being told to get tested 72 hours following exposure and to watch for symptoms. A link to the full list of changes to isolation requirements is on our website. Wednesday marked the first time the number of new COVID cases dropped below 1,000 in a couple of days. Nova Scotia is reporting 842 new cases, with 45 of those people in hospital and 8 in the ICU. Nova Scotia's Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Robert Strang, says high vaccination rates are protecting residents despite the high number of cases.
Many people are questioning the vaccine, but I need to be clear. The protection we have from our very high level of vaccine coverage is what is keeping us as safe as we are right now. I don't even want to think about what Omicron would look like if we didn't have vaccination.
Houston says he understands the frustration some Nova Scotians feel about the constantly changing rules. The premier says he trusts the people at Public Health who are using the best information available when coming up with plans to protect the people of the province.
Nova Scotians have been incredible throughout this pandemic. You've set an example for the rest of the country. Let's keep doing it.
For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.